This is GQDN on Monday, February the 20th, 2023, brought to you by Audible. Get your free book at audibletrial.com/groupquest, by patreon.com, the group quest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Capcom Cup 10, something that Shigeru Miyamoto was talking about, and some Legend of Zelda news. But we begin today with Ubisoft and E3. This is brought to us by Destructoid.com, and they are saying that Ubisoft is indeed going to E3. In fact, a while back, the CEO, Yves Guillemot, did say, quote, "If E3 happens, we will be there and we will have lots of things to show." But a follow-up article on GameIndustry.biz did say that Ubisoft was clarifying, quote, "E3 is a special moment for our industry, and we are excited to showcase our strong lineup in Los Angeles in June. We are still finalizing the details of our plans and look forward to sharing more soon." So things are a go from it looks for Ubisoft going to E3. But some things are not a go. We're going to be up and down this roller coaster today. Because DualShockers did say that Returnal, while kicking it really good on PlayStation, is not doing that good on PC. So basically, it is just poor sales. And while on Steam, it has an 81% positive review score, supporting the very positive badge, it is still not selling. So maybe players are saying that it's not that good for PC. We'll see what happens with that one. As what we will see what happens with a former CEO. Esportsinsider.com did say that the Women's Carball CEO has resigned. Now, this is Rebecca Lungawa was the CEO of the Women's Carball, hosting Rocket League tournaments. But Women's Carball did join KC Pioneers, and that was without her knowing of it. So here's what Williams Resolve COO Jeff Simpkins said to Esports Insider. Quote, the announcement of the new partner went in the Discord on the 12th of February, but we heard nothing since. Now, what Rebecca said to her, or to that news, quote, I am heartbroken to announce my resignation as CEO of Women's Carball. It has been 1 week since an announcement by KCP on a new partner, in which I was not a part of any conversations or negotiations. All of this is very, very interesting indeed. How about some brighter news? Well, Eurogamer.net did say that the Liza P will release this August. So now, the human boy Pinocchio is coming into games. And that announcement was made on IGN's FanFest this past weekend. So, if you're going to be into something like that, go have fun with it. But it does not have a full-on release date, it's just a release month. So, hey, sometime in August, we'll see what happens. Now we have a bit of an apology. From IGN.com, they're saying that Marvel's Avengers, one of their former creative directors, was apologizing for the game. The one apologizing is Virtuoso Cesar, and what he said was, quote, it was a challenging production, let's say. I apologize for that. Now, we all know that how well that this game did start off, and it started off really, really well. But it just fluttered. And that's what, not just what I'm saying, that's what a lot of gamers are saying. So, we shall see what happens as things go forward with Mr. Cesar. As we know, the game is about dead. But one thing that is not dead is Zelda. In fact, there may be some Lego Zelda coming. In fact, Nintendo Prime did say on Twitter, hey, at Zelda Universe, and anyone who else covered it, the Great Deku Tree Lego set, take down your videos ASAP. Lego ain't messing around. Even though we aren't the sources, Also, by doing this, they just confirmed it's real. So there you have it. But maybe it should come, because something that was also put out for Zelda via Kotaku.com, they said that the Tears of the Kingdom art book has been leaked, and it was on a Reddit page in Japanese. So what Kotaku does know is that it has a 204-page art book, which was leaked online. In fact, it's on the Gaming Leaks and Rumors subreddit, which I had not seen, but Kotaku did see it, and I believe that was taken down there as well. And that's after they saw it. So what could be in it? Well, there's a lot of Link wearing costumes. I'm sorry about the geese. Maybe there's a cave and maybe a room with stone floor. Well, we'll see. The art book comes out with Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Let's get on with some Mario news. Because according to NintendoEverything.com, Shigeru Miyamoto, did clarify his stance on stories in games. In fact, this is what he said. Quote, "It is not that complex stories are unnecessary. That's not what I'm saying at all. Story is one way of explaining a game. I think story is just another way to pull out enjoyment from that experience. Another is to focus on a gameplay experience that gets you to try things over and over again. As I mentioned, story is one way to explain the game. And when that goes well, sometimes people take the route of starting with the story. For me, the starting story is how to make the gameplay fun, and that's how I begin thinking about creating a game. So again, it's not the story is unnecessary. It's just how I create games." That was an interview with IGN. But within that, another article from NintendoEverything.com, he was also saying that Nintendo is always working on Mario. In fact, he said, quote, "We're always working on Mario. So when we get time where we can share information, we'll certainly do." So what could be working on with Mario now? You know, there's got to be Mario like every year. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what Nintendo comes out with. But we will end today with a chance for you to get $1,000,000. This comes to us from Destructoid.com and the Capcom Cup X. We'll have a $2 million prize pool where one person can win $1,000,000 for themselves. In fact, at Street Fighter did say on Twitter, Capcom Cup X will be played on Street Fighter 6, with the winner receiving a whopping $1 million. Who wants to be a millionaire? Well, we'll keep an eye on that one for certain. So who does want to be a millionaire? Well, you know I do. You can find me at Joe Brums. You can find all of us, well, me and Goblin, at Group Quest, and everybody at Dawnforge at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news, people. So maybe you can win $1,000,000. Go figure.